Sportsnet 650.
Tomorrow is another workday for the Vancouver Canucks. Philadelphia Flyers coming into town. Of course, that's how that big six-game Eastern swing started a couple weeks ago for the Canucks. Going into Philadelphia, where the Flyers were trying to find their legs and get something going, and they certainly were the worst team on the ice that night at home. Full credit for the Canucks for that win. It hasn't gotten much better for the Flyers. In fact, it's gotten worse. They did get a win in Calgary, but this is a team that has been struggling, and they come out west hoping that they can kind of find a resurgence that Vancouver found when they visited Philadelphia earlier.
That's right. Snapped a 10-game losing streak in Calgary, and Calgary's got problems of their own, but now, tonight, the Flyers are playing the Edmonton Oilers, and this is a team that Dave Hextall's on the hot seat, and I know Ron Hextall has come out and said, no, he's our coach for this year and beyond, but I believe that's called a vote of confidence, and you generally don't want that at this point. You know, it's on one side, you're saying, oh, yeah, no, he's our guy, but once you say that, if they continue to lose, guess what happens? You usually get fired.
Yeah, the names on their roster, I mean, that's such a good first line. You think they should have more wins, and they may be one of these teams that can turn it around. It's always good when people get the chance to come home and play. Earlier we caught up with Jordan Wheel, a North Vancouver native, who will do exactly that, gets the chance to play at home in front of family and friends, and is always excited about that. And so we asked Jordan how excited he is as he joined us on the program.
Doing good. How about yourself?
We're good, thank you. I guess last time we were talking, obviously, Philadelphia, it was the beginning of a big road trip for the Vancouver Canucks. And I know from your team, the perspective was you just had a little bit of a break. I think the Flyer Carnival and all that. And you hadn't played well, but you thought there was something there. My goodness, it hasn't been a good couple of weeks, but do you think you can finally have turned it around?
Yeah, it's been a trying week for the group, or a couple weeks for the group, I'd say. And it's just one of those things, you know, there's been a lot of close games. It's not like we're 0-10-0 right now. There's been a lot of games that have been winnable hockey games, and we thought we've let slip through our fingers. And I think it was a step in the right direction last night against Calgary, and we changed up a couple things, and I think it's really letting us skate a bit more and use our team speed to our advantage.
We've seen your team be dominant as well. What's that difference? What is that one thing you could pinpoint and say, what's the difference between a dominant Flyers team and a team that sometimes struggles?
You know, it's such a fine line in the NHL. You know, there's so many games that are one-goal tight games, and sometimes you get the break, sometimes you don't. And I think we got a young team right now, and I think one of the younger teams in the league. And it's just a matter of finding that consistency every night in and night out, because it's a long year, long schedule, a lot of travel. And if we can dial it in every night and bring our best effort as much as we can, because you see it. We see it in our room when we play periods and games where we're lights out and we're buzzing around and we can play with anyone. We just got to, as a group, be able to bring that as much as we can night in and night out.
Have you gone through the team-only meetings and everything that happens, or is it just something you guys discuss and at the end of the day it's just going to be the results that will change things?
There's been a bit of that, yeah. You know, it's just, it's frustrating when we go that long without getting a win. It can be trying on a group, but you know what, we have a tight knit group of guys in here, and no one's pointing fingers, no one's blaming anybody else. We've been pushing forward and trying to find things as a group to continue to get better at and to improve our game as a team. And I think we've done that. It's just a matter of, again, finding that consistency and bringing the same effort and mental readiness every night.
All right, the Canucks are coming up on your schedule. You're obviously a Vancouver kid, a North Vancouver kid. How does it feel coming back home and to play at home for you?
It's pretty cool. I got to do that a couple of years back when I was with LA, and that was a pretty special game. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people there. And you go to so many games as a kid. GM Place when I was a kid, it was still GM Place, and you kind of walk around the concourse, but you never get to see down in the dress rooms and stuff. And it was cool to just walk and kind of see the Canucks, where the Canucks go in, and see the visitors' room and all that. So it was a cool experience, and I'm sure it'll be fun again here on Thursday.
Fair to say you were a Canucks fan growing up?
I mean a little bit. Like when Naslin, Morrison, Bertuzzi were going there, it was fun to watch. I was always kind of a sucker for Burnaby Joe and the Avs, though. So they were playing some good hockey when I was growing up, and always fun to watch Burnaby Joe play.
Yeah, and you mentioned Burnaby Joe. You know, we had Matt Barzell on last week. We know Ryan Johansson's doing that. Kyle Turris, yourself, Jordan. What is it? There seems to be a pretty good collection of guys, you know, say 26 to 18 now, that have greater Vancouver ties. Are you finding more guys when you skate and play against other teams? There's some kind of a Vancouver connection?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think it starts with the grassroots. You got the North Shore Winter Clubs, the Burnaby Winter Clubs, and the way they've been bringing kids up and getting good coaching and good development and things like that is, I think it's really been a big part of so many kids coming out. And when you create that environment where the best players are playing against the best players all the time and getting on the same team and going and playing against the best players in Canada, it's been successful because there's been so many guys that in the past 10 years that have come out of Greater Vancouver.
Is there a little camaraderie or acknowledgement of that, whether you're on the ice or underneath the corridors, where you know guys that you played against when you might have been 12 or 13, and you go, hey, man, how are things going?
Oh, for sure, yeah. You always played with somebody back in the day, either playing against them or with them. It's a pretty small world, the hockey world. It seems like there's someone on every team that you know nowadays, especially as you get older. And I spent a summer in Boston, so I met some guys there, and so it seems like everywhere you go, there's always somebody that you either trained with or played with.
Well, one guy you played with a couple of years ago was Sam Gagner. He's now on the other side. He'll play against you with the Canucks. Did you have a chance to play with him often, and what kind of guy is he? What did he mean for your development?
Yeah, I had a couple games with him when I first got traded over there, and you know he's an awesome guy. He's been a true pro. He's been around a long time, and he's had great success. And he's one of those guys that he's really witty. He's a funny guy in the room, and he's a really good guy to be around.
Nothing really came quick for you. Now you're playing a lot with Philadelphia. Where has your game improved? Where do you have to take it?
You know, with hockey, it's tough, especially. You know, I've played a lot of games in the minors and throughout junior and stuff, and it's just a matter of just trusting in your abilities. I think it's for a lot of guys. I've played with a lot of different players in pro hockey now, and it's just believing in your stuff and believing that the moves and the things that you do on the ice are going to work it, no matter what level you're at. And I think once guys get over that, that's when they really come into their own and at any level and really break the envelope and play how they know they can play.
Jordan, I have to ask, you were a UFA in the off season. The Canucks were interested. How close were you to being a Canuck?
You know, there's a lot of great opportunities out there. My family and my agency and our team, we looked at every option, and the Canucks were a great situation, as well as many others. And in the end, I decided to stay in Philly. But it was really cool getting to go to Vancouver and visit with Trevor and Travis and get to meet them and see the facilities.
Travis said when the year started, he said he probably played 6 years in the NHL before he kind of understood the game. Can you relate to that? I mean, is that the learning process as you continue to put in the minutes?
It is different, different than the American League. And then when you go back to juniors is different than moving up to the AHL. The games, there's little subtle differences, and especially as an offensive guy, there's things in each league that you can get away with and things you can't. And it's just a matter of figuring those out. And I think for some guys, they can kind of clicks for them right away, and other guys just got to work at it a little longer. And it's just a matter of trying to improve your game, and whether that's watching film and studying or working on things on the ice. I mean, it's just always a matter of trying to get better.
What will the ticket count be for you here in Vancouver?
It's not going to be too bad this time. I think everyone saw this game on the calendar at the beginning of the year, and we're getting their tickets ready before I've even been able to ask anybody if they want any. So There'll be a couple, but I don't think it'll be as many as last time.
Well, what was last time? What was the worst you've been hit with?
Last time it was in the 15 to 20 range. It was quite a few, but I was glad that everyone showed up, and it was a lot of people that have friends and family that have been there along the way and helped me in many different areas.
Sportsnet 650.